Belgrade expressed its utmost concern that Agim Čeku, a man it regards as a war criminal, should become Kosovo's prime minister. Belgrade is demanding that the UN administrator in Kosovo, Soran Jessen-Petersen, block the appointment of Čeku, who was a rebel commander during the 1999 war between Serbia and ethnic Albanian guerrillas. In an interview with VOA, the UN official said he had expected a strong protest from Belgrade, but he made clear that he's unlikely to prevent Čeku from taking office.
He has a lot of credentials, and I already know from many talks with him that he will focus a lot on the minority issues. So they may not like it today, but they will like what they see in a month or two.
The change of prime ministers in Kosovo comes at a delicate time. Negotiations between Serbs and ethnic Albanians on Kosovo's status began last month and are to resume on March 17th. The Albanians want independence, something Serbia says it will not consider. The UN negotiator chairing the talks, former Finnish President Martti Ahtisaari, says he does not expect the change of government in Pristina will affect the negotiations. Čeku's nomination to be prime minister is expected to be approved by the Kosovo parliament within the next few days. Barry Wood, VOA News, Pristina.